This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. You're now set directly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today in class. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. Jason Stanek, 2020, running for President of the United States. Seriously? You can go to the website, jasonstanek2020.com. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, Rick. And J.C. Cole is with us. Welcome, J.C.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to mention, gentlemen, that I just did a brief calculation. It's a rough thumbnail calculation about the length of travel that the signal is going from Oregon to Minnesota, so up to the satellite and back down. That's 50,000 miles. And then from J.C. on the East Coast in the Garden State, 50,000 miles round trip. And then from me in Missouri, 50,000 mile round trip. So we've got 150,000 miles worth of travel time for the three of us to be broadcasting simultaneously. And what that means is there's a delay, class. So we are going to do our best to try not to, and I guess the term in radio land is step on each other. So because of this delay, we might not know exactly when the other person is done with that sentence. Okay, so we're going to do our best to try not to do that. We're going to be talking about farming, and I have maybe it's a semi-rhetorical question, but it actually is probably more real than rhetorical. And the question, I've asked it a couple times over the last few days, and here's what it is. If you believe just 10% of what we've been saying about the supply chain, about the corruption, about the lies, about the violence that is erupting all over the United States and the rest of the world as well, people have had it. If you believe just 10% of that's true, what would you do? Would you have a family meeting? Would you prepare for civil unrest? Would you prepare your food supply, your water supply, your housing? Would you circle the wagons? Would you meet with your family and say, what do we absolutely positively have to have? Not you know, what's nice to have, but what do we have to have? Do we need some propane? Do we need to move in with the grandparents? Do we need to move out of our house? Do we need to have our grandparents move in with us? What do we need to do to be safe? What do we need to do to ride out what it looks like is coming? Now, if you believe 10% of what we say is true, just 10%. Now, you don't have to believe any of it. But if you believe just 10% is true, what would you do? What would you do if you believe 20% of what we said is true? 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100%. What if you believed all of what we said is true? What would you do? Would you? There's only a few days left to this election. And it looks like half the country is going to be unhappy, no matter who wins. Now, let me just throw one more piece of information into that equation. The president owns a lot of, well, his corporations control a lot of real estate. He's on the hook for, let's say, close to $1 billion with a B. That's a lot. And that being the case, those properties are golf courses and resorts and hotels, etc., you know, where people go and temporarily stay. Not everybody moves into a hotel and doesn't move out. So those are kinds of things where they have transient guests, if you will. They come and go. That being the case, it would be incumbent upon him, if he were selfish, to present the idea that everything's okay. No problem. No masks. Come golf. Have dinner. Stay at the hotel. Everything's good. Well, seems like that's what he's doing. He's trying to let us know that it's okay. As a matter of fact, his scientific people at the White House have declared that the corona pandemic is over. Record number of cases, record number of infections. It's here in our little village in the middle of nowhere in Missouri, literally. We're infected. I mean, not the Finelli family, but across the road, down the road. It's almost in every county in the United States. And where there are more people, there's more infection. And what I'm trying to tell you is, what would you do if you actually realized that that's true? Would you do anything? That's what today's broadcast is about. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, any comments on what I've just said?
How much time do I have?
Well, you've got as much time as you would like, but you've got about, let's say, 6 minutes.
Thank you. Nothing any of us are being told is true. And it's so bad now that even my most trusted people, myself, I don't know. It isn't that it's true or not true. I don't know. And because I don't know, why is that? Well, do you believe that history repeats itself?
Absolutely.
Well, then, I saw the same exact I don't know in Nazi Germany in the early and mid-30s in my history class. And so I've seen anarchy. My 280Z, my beautiful 280Z, blew a head gasket, and the bolt broke, and that meant they were going to have to tap it out. Is it going to be a hard thing to do or not? And with my 280Z, I didn't throw it away. I fixed it. And our government has a lot of problems, and I'm not kidding. I mean, we're talking about everything from our Social Security card number and what it stood for when Roosevelt first designed it and what it has come to be today with no laws to support it. And yet, the United States government is still the best government in world history. Even though it's the biggest bully in the world, even over Rome, it's still the best. Are we going to throw that away? And that's what's happening in Portland and Seattle. My hometown in Seattle, I went up to visit. I came home from a 6-day vacation and I saw 57,000 acres in smoke in my state and had to realize at least proved it provable 25% was arson. Why? I don't have answers. And I'm not sure what it really means, because it's as if both the Democratic and Republican parties have been infiltrated by something else. And I don't know, because I'm not very politically astute like you or JC. I'm just a nerd. But as a nerd, I'm now coming to realize that I really have no idea what's going on and probably will never really know what happened. How does that work? That's my comment for the morning.
JC, your comments?
Yeah, thank you. I'm sitting on a farm like all of us, and first thing I do is I build up my immune system and try to get the family to build up theirs. I store food. I'd get water under my control, and I'd increase my security.
Okay, just an exclamation point. Class, tomorrow, Bert Bertonis is going to be with us. He's a patent holder. He's a radio frequency engineer, and he's going to teach us a DIY, do-it-yourself class on setting up a home security system wireless. Now, I don't like wireless. I really don't, unless you absolutely have to do it. You know, walkie-talkies, I understand that. But, you know, that's just for a few seconds here and there. But for your own security, we're going to teach you how to build a wireless network on the radio for video feed for your safety. Now, that's kind of an exception for me because I wouldn't normally be doing that. But I think we're at the point where it's a trade-off. It's a trade-off of Wi-Fi, electromagnetic radiation, and potential damage to your health versus losing your life sooner than that. JC, I'm absolutely positively with you. And I've been thinking about what do we need. And we've been having our family meetings. And I've been recommending to our class, have a family meeting. What you do is, it's real simple, class, and we're down to the wire. So tonight for dinner, and there's no excuse. Nobody's going to work, okay? Nobody's going to work. So you sit down for dinner, and you say you have a pad and a pencil or pen, and you say, what is it that we would really not like, we would like to not be without? Boy, a can opener sure would be nice if we had a manual can opener, because if the electricity goes down during this spiral down of the United States, how are we going to open those cans? With a hammer and a screwdriver? How are we going to do it? So think about what you need. Do you need tools? Do you need spare parts? Do you need food? Do you need water? Do you need a water filtration system? What do you need? And write it down and jump on it now. And what we're finding out is prices are increasing. Availability is decreasing. You think I'm kidding? Just try to buy some paper towels. Just try it. Just try to buy some canned vegetables. Just try to buy pretty much anything that you think that you need. For example, if you have an old-fashioned agitator washing machine, you will find out that the laundry detergent has disappeared. The laundry detergent, that powdered stuff that you used, Tide, all, whatever it was, you know, the brand, the house brand, whatever it was, it's disappeared. And the same thing with dishwashing detergent, the powdered stuff, it's getting harder to get. You can get those little, just drop it in, squeeze it in. That's easy to get. But the old-fashioned stuff, that's getting hard to get. And spare parts for your vehicles, getting hard to get.
Could I interject for a second?
Please do.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt. The first thing I would recommend everybody do is have a plan when the grid or communication goes down. You know what you're going to do because you can't communicate with each other. Vincent, you're out in the field, you blew a tire, and without telling your wife, you went to town to go get a tire, and the grid went down. And she doesn't know where you are, and you don't know where you are in terms of her. What do you do? That's the first thing everybody should do, is have a battle plan for non-communication, things.
Very, very well said. Now, let me explain. From my perspective, that would never happen. However, it would happen often in other places, and I'll tell you why. Nobody here at the farm goes anywhere without telling everybody where he or she is going. Okay, so for example, I'm going to check the mail. It's a third of a mile trip each way down our private road, driveway, if you want to call it that, to the mailbox. Nobody goes to check the mail. It's just a third of a mile away, just walking down the driveway, without telling others. Why? Because we know it's a 10 or 15 minute walk, taking it easy. And if that person's not back in 15 or 20 minutes, something's wrong, and the rescue party's out there. Same thing with the tractor. We have walkie-talkies. We communicate. We say, here's where we are. We're moving from this field to that, to the next field, to the next field. Here's where we are. Everything's okay. Just checking in. That's what we do. And we'll talk about driving and travel when we come back.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. J.C. Cole's with us. And we're talking about what we see happening. And Rick mentioned communication is very important. So in our world, right here at the farm, we use Bofang radios. They're not great, but they work. And they're relatively inexpensive. And they were about, around $25 a piece, roughly. So you can get three of them for $75 or less. The place to get them is Amazon. And they are a little ham rig. And you're supposed to have a license with it. But the fact of the matter is, in emergency situations, the ham licensing regulations go out the window. They are not required in case of an emergency. So I have a ham ticket, so, and I study for it, and I pass the test. But I'm just telling you that Bofang UV-5R is a great little radio. Anyway, we carry them, and we carry them with us around in the village. And they reach pretty far, you know, a couple miles. Bottom line is, nobody leaves without everybody knowing where we all are. So if we were going to the big city, let's say, like in the good old days, out to Springfield, Missouri, what we would do is we'd say, we're going to, and I'm just going to make this up, we're going to stop at Home Depot. Then we're going to go to Aldi. Then we're going to go get gas at Sam's Club. And then we're going to go, you know, here are the stops and here is the order. And here is the expected time that we'll be at each one of these places. Okay, and here's our ETA for back at the farm. And here's the route we're going to take. And everybody knows the path. Now, if something goes wrong and that person is late in coming home, the search party goes out. And where do they go? Well, they know where to go. They start based on going backwards, based on the path that the person was taking. That's what we would do. Now, you can do that too. All you have to do is communicate with your family. But in America, we seem to have forgotten how to do that. What we do is we just take off. I know people, and I would say, how's your wife? Oh, I think she's fine. So, is she coming over? I don't know. Do you know where she is? No, I don't know where she is. How is that possible? How is it possible that some guy doesn't know where his wife is and they live in the same house? How is that possible? It's not possible in my world. So what I'm saying is, if you want to protect yourselves, you need to communicate. And if you want to know how to do it and use hand signals and do it without walkie-talkies and that kind of thing, and with walkie-talkies, and how to be brief, go watch Combat. C-O-M-B-A-T. Exclamation point. I've been assigning it as homework for a lot of reasons. Now you know why. It will teach you a lot of what you need to know. JC?
Vincent, I agree with you. I have a bunch of Baal fangs, and so do my friends. And I actually, because they're so inexpensive, I give them away to my close friends for Christmas. And we also have a base unit that has a little more power and a higher quality. But the one thing with the Baal fangs is that some of the frequencies it uses does not require a ham radio if somebody sets it up for you properly.
That's right. That's right. One quick question, JC. What can you give us a thumbnail sketch of your base? You've got an antenna, high up, and in a central location, you've got a unit that will reach farther out?
I haven't set it up totally yet. I had talked to some experts on what they'd recommend. So I got an ICOM. It's a 700 series that I think it cost at that time about $700 to $800. And a portable antenna. Remember, I'm in New Jersey, so I might have to move quickly. And I actually stored it in an aluminum suitcase.
Okay. Let me give you a thumbnail. Okay, it's partially shielded. Let me just give you a thumbnail sketch on that. I've done some testing, and I've taken a cell phone years ago, and I've wrapped it in three layers of aluminum foil. Okay, tightly wrapped, kind of like a candy wrapper would be wrapped. It's not good enough. I've put a cell phone in a microwave oven, you know, with the power disconnected. And a microwave oven is shielded. Cell phone frequency is the same as a 2.4 gigahertz microwave frequency. Microwave cavity, you know, the box you cook in, supposed to shield the electromagnetic radiation. You can call your cell phone right through the microwave oven. No kidding. So what I'm saying is, it takes a little bit more than the aluminum suitcase. It's a good start, but you might want to put it in a 55-gallon drum with a tight...
Now with regards to staying home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The growth rate of the gross domestic product is the most popular indicator of the nation's overall economic health. Thursday, the government released the third quarter numbers, and they look great. The GDP grew 33.1% in the third quarter this year. Now, keep in mind, the second quarter numbers fell 31.4%, so not only did the fiscal health gain the loss back, it added nearly 2 points. The Girl Scouts of America deleted a social media post on its official Twitter and Facebook pages Wednesday evening, congratulating Amy Coney Barrett on her appointment to the Supreme Court. Almost immediately, social media shamed the Girl Scouts for the post, prompting deletion. Representative Ayanna Pressley, a Democrat from Massachusetts, tweeted, "What kind of patch does one earn for uplifting a woman who is the atheist of justice?" In a statement released by the Girl Scouts, the organization said the post was quickly viewed as a political and partisan statement, which was not its original intent. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Melbourne, the second biggest city in Australia, ended its 111-day lockdown on Wednesday. The state of Victoria eased restrictions after recording zero new coronavirus cases on Monday for the first time since June. Now is the time to open up, Daniel Andrews, the state's top official, said during a media briefing. The city of 5 million people must stay within 25 kilometers, that's about 16 miles, of their homes. A border between regional Victoria and Melbourne will also remain. State government says Melbourne residents can now leave their homes without permission. Shops, cafes, salons, restaurants, bars, and places of worship can reopen. That's affecting about 180,000 jobs. NASCAR heads into Martinsville Sunday. Driver Brad Keselowski talks about the short track.
It is a special track. You know, first off, as far as I'm aware, it's 1948, oldest track on the circuit. That's pretty cool. There's only one track that can be the oldest and have the most history and pedigree, and, you know, Martinsville is that. So, you know, that brings a special lure to it, a lure that I think everybody likes. And then the other piece I would say add to it is it's a really special trophy, you know, with that clock. And I know it means a lot to me. You know, I've won twice there. I've got one clock in my house and one clock in my office here.
The race is at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class is a different world. During the commercial break, I bought some paper towels. And I went online and I put them in the cart and I went to checkout. And it took me 8 seconds. 8 seconds to go from the cart to checkout. I put one item in the cart, paper towels. And in that 8 seconds, they took it out of the cart and said, we'll save this for later. You know, if we ever get any more. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. If you think you can dilly dally and you can, and you, well, you can think about it, I don't think you have time. We've tried to buy tires, and we think about it for just a short time, and by the time we think about it, they're gone. And I'm talking about wholesale tires. I'm not talking about, you know, going to the tire store and then, you know, looking at the display. I'm talking about wholesale, you know, the big warehouses that have them. You can't get four or five tires all the same, generally, in our neck of the woods. It's hard to do. JC, any comments about that? Are you seeing this?
I am not seeing that because I live in a very densely populated area. So on certain supplies like that, we're still doing okay. But I wanted to go back to the ham and the Baofeng for just a second because a very important point came up. Besides putting in aluminum, my base station in aluminum attaché, I wrap it in a double-layered Mylar metalized bag. And what I look at all of the threats that are facing us, and I try to assign a probability of it happening. Now, that's not a perfect Faraday cage, but it's somewhat the best I can do. Unfortunately, I looked in my wallet, and I don't have enough money to do everything I want to do. And I think most of us are in that situation. So I have to make decisions on what I can do. And, I don't have 100% protection from an EMP one or two. But I have a fairly good. And then I look, I said, well, what's the probability that that would happen versus let's go to something like that our supply chain would collapse. And so I have much more stress on the supply chain collapse. Then if we get hit with an EMP from a nuke. And
I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you.
And so it came up to a very interesting point where we have people, some of my friends have been prepping for a very long time and know this stuff. And some of my friends have just woken up. And so I actually created a three-page document called Beginning Important Preps so that I could just send it to them instead of them calling me up and I explained to everybody. And one of them is food storage. Just have food storage.
All right. Are you going to talk about food storage? But before you do, let me mention one thing. JC, here, I have a suggestion for you. Take a cell phone, if you can find one, if you have one, and put it in that Mylar bag inside that aluminum case and make a phone call to it and see if it rings.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Real simple test. If it rings, yes. It's not perfect. Okay. If it doesn't ring, perfect. All right. And there's some thoughts about should it be grounded or not grounded, meaning if you could ground that aluminum attaché case, would it be better? And I believe the answer is yes. I believe that, for example, if you take a 55-gallon drum, and some of them have these bands where you can unlatch the band that holds the lid on, and the lid would be steel, the drum would be steel, almost a perfect seal. Not quite. If you turned it upside down with water in it, it would leak, yeah, but because they have gaskets. But when they open them up, they take the gaskets off, these rubberized gaskets, and they don't hold water anymore or liquid. Well, but other than that, it's pretty darn good. And I would set that, believe it or not, on the ground so that when an EMP is hurled our way, the EMP would go around the 55-gallon drum right to the ground.
Right. Right.
That's what I would do.
I actually can do that because I have a couple of 55-gallon food-grade drums sitting out in my driveway right now that, when I looked at the probability of the supply chain collapsing, I said, there's short-term food storage, and there's long-term food storage.
Mm-hmm.
And short-term is just to buy rice in bags at, let's say, Costco and put it in a 55-gallon drum and seal it. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not long-term. But we're looking at short term at the moment. And so there's a combination of, you know, different applications you can do. And, of course, it all depends on how much money is in your wallet.
You guys are, interestingly, in my humble opinion, kind of talking about the wrong things first. Well, I mean, they're all important. Every single thing you're talking about is important. But, you know, I'm trying to prioritize because I'm just a nerd. I'm not politically astute. But let me tell you a little thing that just happened to me, and I'm at loss to explain how that works other than privacy. What am I going on? Okay, so we're talking about communications, you know, having a battle plan that if one of us has to leave the house, we have a plan on what to do if something happens, you know, like a bomb going off, an earthquake, pandemic, whatever. I got caught in a bullshit pandemic thing in March when I had a flu, but it was not coronavirus, and I was quarantined right out of the gate for statistics. And I'm sitting here talking to some friends, and all of a sudden, my computer turns itself on, and I have three platforms. I have 7, 8.1, and 10 with Microsoft. And two of them, the day I went on vacation, stopped working because Microsoft no longer supports 8.1 or 10 for Office, Microsoft Office. It now is 365 Cloud. And here I am trying to set up email, and I can't open my password file. So I buy on vacation, I buy the 360, I'm going somewhere as a metaphor. I go buy the thing, but I can't download it because I don't have my email. Microsoft, talking to a human being, oh, there's no problem. Why don't you give me your password file? I will upload it to the cloud and we'll open it for you and we'll give you your password. Now, you tell me what's wrong with that. And then my I unplug my camera, but my sound mic is on. I unplug my sound mic, and my telephone landline is on. I unplug my landline. Listen, I just had swept my house, and I found two bugs in the bedroom that were dead. Who put those there? I'm here 24/7. How did they get there? I'm being raped as a senior citizen. Let's call it senior abuse with telephone calls. 75, three out of four phone calls are now automated. Hi, this is Jane. How are you doing, Rick? Are you a human being? I would say back, click. Now, I don't have an answer to this. I'm an old man, and I am being physically abused. And I want to know why Microsoft is doing this on all three platforms where, here's one that happened 4 days ago. 4 days ago, I was told I have a potential patron that's going to give me $200,000 to publish all my old manuscripts, and we set up a Skype. And on my 7 platform, my Skype is no longer supported. I can't talk to him. And his Skype in Brazil also won't work. That very moment, I don't believe any of it anymore. And yet, I'm looking like I'm becoming a sick old man, paranoid, delusional. You're losing it, Rick, because of gang stalking, which is exactly what it's going. Now we move to a different place. When I worked military, I worked with Experimental College out of the University of Washington, and that's what everything was lined on. And when I worked for the smoking man, Dr. Carl Schleicher, MRU, was the front door for all the paranormal studies for the military. he died. Robert Sloan took over and was in a flop. He was an inept. It didn't work very well. And then guess who runs it now? My ex-wife, with no doctorate, no nothing. How does that work? I have got a lot of questions. I'm not finding any answers, and I'm looking like I'm a crazy old man. And when you tell me, you know, well, you put this microwave thing in there, what we're talking about is 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, and now, guess what? 6G. And the reason 5G is not good is because it has no symmetry. It's toxic to the human body. And that's what causing the bumblebees to scatter, because that's their bandwidth that they use for navigation. And 6G, which is even higher microwave band, I mean, what is going on? It's, well, I could tell you from one perspective, creepy, we're being terraformed right in front of ourselves by black goo. Now, that's a metaphor. Because it doesn't work like that any more than space is real. It's what I can conceive based on my limited abilities and perception. And something else is going on right now. And we're running around in little ant circles that don't make any sense. Let's try it this way. How many ants are on your property, Vincent? And considering hive consciousness, who's terraforming the earth more? With your bulldozer or your underground network?
Well, depends on when, you know, and can I count the ants? Of course not. And are there more ants now than before? No.
Yeah,
there are fewer ants.
Oh, it gets worse and worse. We're missing the big picture, which is what I'm supposed to bring to the theater. And I can tell you, I don't know. I really don't know. And I trust certain media, and I can't anymore. Any media. And now people look to me because they trust me, and I'm the first to say, I don't have a clue what I'm talking about. So where are we going with this in terms of survival?
We'll be right back. Rick, I'd like to ask you not to use profanity on the air, please.
What's that?
We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and J.C. Cole.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Microsoft and class. If you think about it, Skype used to be absolutely fabulous. It was free and it worked and it worked. It was just great. Microsoft bought it, and then there was update after update after update, and updates weren't compatible with other updates. Updates weren't compatible with processors and versions of Windows. And Microsoft has escalated the complexity to the point where I don't want it, and I haven't used it in several years. And so I don't have Skype. I took it off all the computers, and I haven't bought a copy of Microsoft anything for at least 15 years, and I have no plans on doing it. I don't have Microsoft 360. I don't have a new copy of Microsoft Office, and you don't need it. You can do almost everything you want to do with Linux Mint. Linux, L-I-N-U-X-M-I-N-T. And I'm sitting here running this broadcast on Linux Mint, and it just works and works and works.
Apologize.
And how much is it?
I did anything incorrect, Vincent. I apologize for my excitement and all of that. I humbly apologize. I don't mean, I'm scared. I realize now my privacy is gone. Right now,
Rick,
me.
All of our privacy is gone. And unless you dump Verizon, T-Mobile, Microsoft, Skype, your cell phone,
it's all
your smart television, you've got to dump all of it. Now, since we're off on this little bit of tangent, and this isn't survival, well, in some ways it's not immediate survival. And I think that's what we were going to talk about today, was more immediate survival. But I don't have a smart television connected to the internet. Why? Because I don't want those parasites looking at what I do. I don't want them to know what I'm watching on television. So if I'm watching a DVD of combat, which I do, I don't want those guys to know about it. I don't want those guys to turn on the camera. I don't want those guys to turn on the microphone. It's none of their business, those peeping Tom perverted parasites. It's none of their business. And I'm doing everything I can to prevent them from having access. Now, class, I'm going to tell you something that you may not know. There is a switch in software that can switch your microphone with your camera. And it can be done remotely. So if you have a notebook or a laptop computer and you've got that camera in the lid, and you say, well, I'm going to turn off the camera, but I'll leave the microphone on so I can talk, you know, using the computer. Well, they can switch remotely, whoever they are, your camera with your microphone. Flip that switch in software. They can turn your camera on and your microphone off or remotely turn on. There are back doors that Microsoft and many of these other commercial developers have put into your software. If you have a computer that has a soft, S-O-F-T, on-off switch, you know, where you just touch this little membrane thing, and it's not like a hard switch, like a wall switch, a light switch, it does not totally disconnect the power. So your computer is on all the time. I'm looking across the desk right now. I've got three screens in front of me, three computers running. And I have 12 power switches, 12 separate power switches. Now, when I come into the studio, I literally power up each one of these devices. And there's no way any of them can be remotely powered on because I've cut the electricity off to every single device when I'm not in the studio. If I don't want it on, it's not on. They can't hose me. They can't bypass my security system for my equipment because it's off. And if you go into the kitchen, there's another one of these power devices that turns on the television screen. It turns on the stereo, the, you know, 1970s stereo. It turns on the DVD player. I turn everything off that's not being used for two reasons. One, security. Two, for power consumption. Because these devices are always, 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 always running, always drawing some amount of power. And I'm not going to waste hard-earned electricity because the manufacturers think I'm too stupid to turn off the power. Now, if you have a television with a remote control and you point that remote control at your television, do you think the television was off? How could it possibly be off and then recognize the signal from the remote to turn it back on? How is that possible? It was on all the time. Not 100%, but it was on enough to receive that signal from your remote to say, let's power up the rest of the way.
Sleep
America doesn't seem to know
like
that.
Your subconscious. It's constantly turned on.
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly right. JC, and when we come back, would you please share with us your thoughts about what we should do right now? Well, not right now, in about 1 hour and 2 minutes from right now. What we should do, because that's when the broadcast will be over. What should we do in terms of our own survival? What should we do immediately? JC Cole's with us in New Jersey, the Garden State. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us in Oregon, and I am in the corrupt state of Missouri. Now, I'm not saying we're the most corrupt. I think J.C. wins. J.C. wins the Corruption State Award, and we're probably second, and then Oregon might be third.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.